How do you think the rash is going to play out in the adjuvant setting if, in fact, erlotinib works in these patients, whether it's EGFR mutations or non-smokers?
You know, as time goes on, I think we all become more comfortable with the rash, the time course of the rash, and the management of the rash. I do think that, like most toxicities, if you implement an aggressive prospective management of any toxicity, then you can lessen the toxicity to a certain degree. And that's certainly been our experience. And we have to remember that the rash that most people get concerned about is the acute acneiform that occurs relatively early. It flares. It has a bit of a burnout aspect to it. It is typically managed by acneiform sorts of approaches. And that tends to be less of an issue. What tends to be an issue on more chronic administration is the dry skin, the pruritus that occurs with that, the paronychial type of issues that go on. And we get patients through them. I think that those are not prohibitive. And I think if we're aggressive with moisturizers and other things, that it won't be a showstopper in the majority of patients. There have been very few patients that we have had to stop erlotinib on. And typically, we're obviously using the metastatic setting. But there are very few patients we have to stop specifically for toxicity.